Hello, guys, and welcome to Real Talk with Kelsey and Rachel. Rachel, I thought we would try a different way.
Hey, guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Rachel, and this is Kelsey, and it is fight week for UFC 265. Cyril Gane versus Derek Lewis, or vice versa.
Close enough. Cyril Gane and Derek Lewis, heavyweight phenoms, baby. Full circle, though, of course, for the McCarson household, Rachel, as we come to Derek Lewis fighting for the heavyweight, well, for the interim heavyweight championship of the world. And for me, Derek Lewis is one of the first people I interviewed in the, at least in the MMA world, one of the first MMA fighters I interviewed in person. I think the third MMA fighter I ever interviewed, right? And so being able to go watch him fight and compete for gold against Gon, who I think is a future champion. If he doesn't beat Derek, then in the future, I think he will win a title, the big title someday. So I'm really excited to see how this fight turns out. And also, I mean, I guess I sort of have a vested rooting interest in one of the corners.
Yeah, it's a fun, I think fight weeks are always fun. I do think that this is a really interesting fight. You wrote a piece earlier where Dana White maybe called it perfect, and you argued like, you know, maybe it's not like perfection, it's not perfect. But I think it's hard when fights are made because there's always going to be critics, right? And I'm one of those critics. Well, I can find stuff to, like there's stuff to criticize about this fight, while at the same time, it's also a really good fight.
Yeah.
Like, both
and
things
that,
exist.
I hope in the piece, it's that you get out of that piece. It's Dana White's job is to promote his product and fight, and he's doing a great job. My job is to give you what I believe to be is the truth, and I think the truth is, at a heavyweight, I'd rather see Francis Ngannou fight one of these guys, or better yet, I'd rather see Francis Ngannou fight Jon Jones, or even better yet, maybe just Jon Jones against one of these guys. Or even Stipe Miocic. What about him? But as far as just on its own merit, this fight, Derek Lewis versus Cyril Gane, this is a good fight, and I don't know who wins the fight. I know Gane is going to be favored by minus 200 or so, or minus 300 even, a significant favorite on the betting market in the MMA world. However, all Derek has to do is land that one punch, and he has 5 5-minute rounds, 25 minutes to do it, Rachel.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Tell us a little bit about your interview of Derek Lewis. How many years back now? 2-3 years back?
Well, it was a long, long time ago. Well, I just remember it's the first time. Well, no, I had been to Main Street Boxing, Muay Thai Gym before interviewing boxers, right? I actually traveled there to interview. Before in heavyweight boxing, there was a fight between Vladimir Klitschko and Bryant Jennings, and Bryant Jennings was training at the gym, and I remember going up there and visit him. Also, a guy that Sergey Kovalev fought also. So I'd been up there a couple times, yeah. But I'd not been up there to meet Coach Bob Perez, who is the striking coach for the MMA guys over there, knows a lot about boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai, all that stuff. And what I was struck by there is just the homey vibe of the place, right? People really love Coach Perez. Even like Bobby Benton is Regis Prograis trainer, right? That's on the boxing side. Well, everybody I'd ever met up there, it's talked up Bob Perez. It's like, oh, you got to meet Bob. You got to meet Bob. And yeah, you got to meet Bob. Bob's a great guy. He's a great coach. What strikes me about him is how much he genuinely seems to care about Derek Lewis, but also people you've never heard of and people you will never hear of. And I think that that's what makes a great coach. And I loved what I saw there. I actually trained at Main Street for over a year. Like, it meant that much to me.
Yeah.
I love it there. I'm glad that, of course, Coach Bob Perez will be in the corner for Lewis. This will be a title fight for him. Lewis's second try at a title. Lauren Murphy also is trained by Coach Bob Perez, amongst others. But he's the coach. I think he's the head coach. And she's going to fight Valentina Shevchenko pretty soon for the UFC Women's Flyweight Championship. That's big stuff for Coach Bob Perez and big stuff for Main Street, and I'm happy for it.
What I really like about what you said, or something that kind of like moves my heart, is you said that Coach Bob Perez, you said he genuinely cares for his fighters, including Derek Lewis. And what I specifically like, and actually people can read more about that, I will go dig it up for you. It was a piece you wrote for Bleacher Report.
Yeah, I have it. I'll send it to you, Rachel. I've recently looked at it.
But where you can read more about, like, just the heart involved. And, like, yeah, he really does care for his fighters. But when you say that, what it helps me to see is it helps me to see Derek Lewis, I think, in a fuller light. So here is somebody else's, like, love and caring for somebody. And it's their love and caring that helps me to see Derek Lewis in a fuller light of him, the human being that he is. So Derek Lewis is somebody where I think in regular life, me and him wouldn't have a ton in common. I don't know that we would maybe have the same things in life or have the same sense of humor. Like, I don't know that me and Derek Lewis would click. But when I get to see that he's part of a team that really cares, that to me says something about Derek Lewis too.
I mean, I disagree with you. I feel like if you met Derek Lewis in person,
okay, so maybe having just seen this you idea. Interact
with other humans for a long time, right? We've been married for 16 years. Yeah. I think that Derek Lewis is exactly the kind of person your heart would go towards, because Derek Lewis has come through a lot in his life. He's been through a lot. I mean, you can read about it, all the stuff that he's had to go through in his life. And yet here he is. He's jovial. He's fun-loving. He's got a sense of humor that maybe isn't your favorite thing. But, he genuinely likes to, entertain people.
Okay.
And I think that you would like that. I think you'd like that.
Did he talk about, his balls being sweaty?
Yeah, his balls being hot. Remember, he took his whatever pants off, and Joe was Joe Rogan. It was the first fight you ever saw him fight, right, against Alexander Volkov.
Yeah.
On the undercard of McGregor versus Nurmagomedov. And he said, and there was well, why are you doing that? And it's because he was hot. He was because my balls are hot. And everybody's, that's just so hilarious, because that's the kind of stuff he does. Sometimes his jokes to me seem too forced. As somebody who tells forced jokes a lot, I get it. But that's, to me, the things that attract me to Derek Lewis as a human being. It's because I've come from difficult things in my past, too. And so, I don't know. I just always feel like I have a special heart for somebody that I know got the shaft in his life in certain ways.
Yeah.
But who has a great life, who loves what he does. I love that. Who has a great life. I'm not sure he loves. I think he says he doesn't, watch UFC cards. But he tweets about UFC cards. I think that's part of his act. He loves his life. He's got a good set of people around him at Main Street with Coach Perez and all the other people. He's got his family, he has a little family. And today at the press conference, he said how his kids don't care about his fights. All they know is that he's famous. Do you know what I mean? They don't even, whatever. But he seems genuinely happy, and I think that that's awesome.
Well, then maybe I changed my mind. Maybe if I met Derek Lewis, we'd be best friends. Maybe I was just, I feel like I was just led down a different thing because of the, my balls are hot or whatever.
Well, because your brand of humor is not as maybe what some people might say is a little bit vulgar, right?
Yeah. That's not your,
you're over here on the spectrum, he's over here.
Yeah.
But I think just as a person, I feel like you would be attracted to Derek Lewis as a human being.
All right, so me and Derek Lewis are going to be best friends, what? Guys.
You would also be attracted to Sirgon, I think.
Yeah, I saw a little clip of him walking
different kind
in
of guy.
To the place awesome today guy. When you were at the media day for the fight week, and he has a certain quality about him that I like as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to watch this fight. I think that the winner is definitely going to be the interim champion.
Yeah.
But also, I think both guys have the chance to show that they can beat Francis Ngannou for the undisputed championship. And really, the winner of this fight, you could argue, maybe will.
Yeah.
I won't argue it now, but maybe somebody will.
I like going into fight week for fighters where I like both fighters a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Because there's a certain, happiness there that's different when I go into a fight week where I really...
Say, Dustin and Connor, and Connor's been, ridiculous for 2 weeks, and you're like, please, Jesus... Do not let Connor win this fight, right?
Well, because there's just something, different in that thing, and I don't like having that feeling.
And then you root against them, and you feel...
I like going into a fight where I really love, both the guys in there. So I'm excited for best fight week. I'm excited for fight week.
And what I like to do is I'm fight for my approval. Fight for my love. And they're They're like, what? Because they don't know who I am.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, Best Fight friends, for watching this on YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you're on podcast, review and subscribe, and we will see you next time.
This is for still. I've been doing this for like a minute.